Yes, sir, Mr. President, members of council. We have three wastewater agreements for your consideration this morning. The first one is Sussex County Project 8104 with Breakwater Estates Phase 4, agreement number 895-2. The developer in this case is Mr. Ben Gordy of Rehoboth Beach, and the location is Phase 4 consists of 12 townhouses, and you can read the list of different properties that will be included in this location, all to become part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, covering some 39 townhouses and duplexes. The system connection charges will total $94,300. We do have approval from our engineering department as well as DENREC, and we're expecting just 20 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $7,715.63, with a proposed construction cost totaling $51,437.50.
You have a motion, sir?
I do, sir. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 895-2, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Breakwater LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Breakwater Estates Phase 4, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next agreement is Project 81-04 at the Senators, Phase 1C, agreement number 766-5. The developer in this case is Mr. Jack Lingo of Rehoboth Beach, and the service will be on the west side of Gills Neck Road and become part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. This project will serve 40 single-family lots with system connection charges totaling $188,600. We do have approvals again from our engineering department as well as DENREC, but we're expecting 210 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $74,410.73, with a proposed construction cost of $496,071.50. The motion for this project is, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 766-5, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Senators Lewis LP for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Senators Phase 1C, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
That's my district, so.
Motion.
Yep, I'll do it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Wilson, any question on a motion?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
How much money will that be per unit?
The connection cost per unit would be $188,600 divided by 40, which would be what? Who has a calculator?
She's the only one.
4,000, 160. You have 4,500 a unit somewhere in that vicinity.
How many units?
40. Right?
That's correct.
It seems that the cost for the previous agreement was less. 94,300.
It's got to be more than 40,000.
That was around $2,400.
Well, if you have $188,000 divided by 40.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they said 496.
That's construction cost. That probably includes mains and mm-hmm. pumping stations and so forth, I would imagine.
For that total job.
Yeah, the connection charges are $188,600.
Why are they almost twice as much as the previous one?
I wouldn't know that without examining. Please. I would imagine engineering could explain that for us.
There you go.
Speaking of engineering. Okay, I'd have to look at the previous agreement. You had a question about the previous agreement?
Well, the first one, the hookup was quoted as $94,300.
Yeah, those are townhouses and duplexes, so obviously the run of sewer main is not as great as in a single family, so.
These are all single family, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any more questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Yes, sir. The final request for approval for a wastewater agreement is Senator's Phase 1D Agreement Number 766-6. Same developer, Mr. Jack Lingo of Rehoboth, also on the west side of Gills Neck Road, and will become part of the same sewer district, the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. This project will service 22 single-family lots, and the connection charges will total $103,730. We do have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC, and this project should be completed within 30 days. A construction administration and construction inspection costs will total $7,555.88, and the proposed construction cost on this job is just $50,372.50, probably less piping.
Right, right.
No motion, sir.
Yes, I do.
Since it's in my district, yeah.
The motion is as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 766-6, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Senators Lewis LP for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Senators Phase 1D, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next, legislative update.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, members of council, as you know, the last day that our General Assembly met in Dover was the 28th of March, so they haven't had opportunity to do much that I need to report to you about in that since then. But I can tell you that two of the bills we're following, House Bill 27, has moved its way onto the House Ready list, and I would expect to see this bill on the agenda relatively soon. This is the bill that would propose to intercept state tax refunds to help fund delinquent property taxes, both for schools and the county. The other bill that has moved to the ready list is House Bill 63. This bill would be the first leg of a constitutional amendment that would guarantee farmers the right to engage in farming. I'm certain that you support that, but it has moved on to the House ready list, and I would expect to see both of those bills on the agenda in the very near future. One thing I did want to report, one of the bills that I had shown you earlier that does not have a number yet because it hadn't been introduced is the bill that would propose to eliminate the clerk of the peace's position in all three counties. As I understand, there has been written opposition to this bill from Ken Bolden, the Newcastle County clerk of the peace, and I have also spoken with our clerk of the peace, John Brady, who intends to oppose this bill. And I'm also have heard, this is hearsay, that one person who had signed on as a co-sponsor of this bill has removed his sponsorship. So it doesn't look like this bill is gaining positive energy. Just thought you should know that. I don't have anything else to report except that our friends in the legislature will reconvene a week from today, the 16th of April.
Any questions, Mr. Godwin? Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Eddie Parker.